translation and purport by his Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Virat Purusha's face is the Brahmanas, his arms are the Kshatriyas, his thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Sudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him. And it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices with visible goods to appease the Lord. Purport. Monotheism is practically suggested here. Offering sacrifices to many demigods under the different names is mentioned in the Vedic literatures. But the suggestion made in this verse is that all those varieties of demigods are included in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are only the part and parcels of the original whole. Similarly, the divisions of the orders of human society, namely the Brahmanas, the intelligent class, the Kshatriyas, the administrators, the Vaishyas, the mercantile community, and the Sudras, the laborer class, are all included in the body of the Supreme. As such, sacrifice by every one of them in terms of pleasing the Supreme by visible goods is recommended. Generally, the sacrifice is offered with clarified butter and grains. But with the progress of time, human society has produced varieties of goods by transforming materials supplied by God's material nature. Human society, therefore, must learn to offer sacrifices not only with clarified butter, but also with other manufactured goods in the propagation of the Lord's holy glory. And that will bring about perfection in human society. The intelligent class of men or brahmanas may give direction for such sacrifices in consultation with the previous acharyas. The administrators may give all facilities to perform such sacrifices. The Vaishya class or the mercantile community who produce such goods may offer them for sacrifice. And the Sudra class may offer their manual labor for the successful termination of such sacrifice. Thus, by the cooperation of all classes of human beings, the sacrifice recommended in this age, namely the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, may be executed for the common welfare of all the people of the world. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Rupa Vashnam Cha Shri Rupam Sadrachatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Shnav Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskrite Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirvyet Nashtaprayeshu Aphatreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtuke. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I am not at all qualified, and you know, all these Vaishnavas, you are sitting in front of me. You are more qualified than me. I should be sitting there actually, but I'm grateful for this opportunity to purify myself. Hare Krishna. We're continuing the theme in this canto of the description of the Virat Rup of the Lord. And we are now hearing of someone who can't concentrate on the spiritual form of the Paramatma. They can meditate on the Virat Rup. And this is visible, you know, as material objects, and can infer the presence of the Lord in this way. So Sukadev Goswami has been describing all the limbs of this Virata Roop. So in today's verse, Srila Prabhupada is talking about monotheism. So Hinduism generally is regarded as polytheistic religion. I work in a school, and we have so many interactions with other schools and children, and you know, they get really, really confused, and they keep asking questions, you know, how many gods do you have, and which god do you worship, and you know, so there is so much confusion out there about Hinduism. But you know, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, you know, we know that you know, we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Krishna, one God. This verse, you know, begins with, you know, it's all mentioned. Srila Prabhupada also mentions about the demigods. So the demigods are all part and parcel of the Supreme Person. They are not separate entities. And, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, we see the example of the tree. You know, we only need to water the tree. We don't need to water all the leaves and branches on the tree. In the similar way, you know, we see here that demigods are also part and parcel of the Virat Rup of the Lord. And then we see that similarly, that the human society, the division of the human society, are also included in the Virat Rup of the Lord. So it says here, the Virat Purusha's face is the Brahmanas, his arms are the Kshatriyas, his thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Sudras are under the protection of his feet. So in Canto 2, Chapter 5, Verse 37, this is explained again there, where human society has four divisions. So the Brahmanas, they represent the face or the head of the Virata Rup of the Lord, especially the mouth. because they can speak on behalf of the Lord. They can even eat on the behalf of the Lord. So offerings that are made, they can take. And we see in so many cultures that, people feed the brahmanas as part of their ritualistic traditions as well, so they can actually take on the offering as a representative of the Lord. So and they also have a special function in offering oblations to the Lord in the yagyas, and the brahmanas are in the mode of goodness. And then we have the kshatriyas, who are the alms. So they are administrators, and they uphold the society, so they protect the society, and they protect the principles of dharma and ensure that principles of dharma are protected. And they are in the mode of passion, and they also sacrifice for the good of all, of the society. And then we have the Vaishyas, who are the thighs of the Lord. And so they are the mercantile community. And they are meant to generate the facilities. They usually have personal desires like making profit. But they purify this by being charitable. And they are in both the modes, passion and ignorance. Because they have these desires. So they are actually inclined to forget the Lord and, get really engrossed in enjoying themselves and, being engrossed in their personal desires. And then we see that the Shudras are under the protection of his feet, so the Lord's feet. So Shudras are generally feet or, we say, legs. And they are the laborer class, and they act according to their nature, so they are in the mode of ignorance. And their purification is by serving all the other divisions. And, so therefore, in one way or another, all the divisions of the human society are being purified in some way. So Rupa Goswami actually mentions that the Varna Ashram system is a Vedic culture. It is a material system. It is not one of the limbs of bhakti. So it's more like a scaffold. So people can use this to, get to the path of bhakti or on their progress to path of bhakti until they become less dependent on this. And then, they fully surrender to Krishna and they carry on their path of bhakti. So actually our aim is not to become a Vaishya or a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. Actually, in this age, Srila Prabhupada says we are all Sudras anyway. So our goal is to become a Parahamsa and giving up all designations and simply becoming the servant, or even the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada in the purport also mentions sacrifice. So in the beginning of creation, the Lord sent forth all the demigods and men. And with that, he also sent the sacrifices for Vishnu to bestow desirable things. So in this world, everyone has so many needs and wants. When we buy any appliance or equipment, it comes with a manual. So we know how to use it. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what to do with it. So again, when we are sent here, Krishna sends a manual. So when he creates the cosmic manifestation, we come with a manual how to live in this world and to be happy. But we see that in this world we are misusing the divine gift given to us by the Lord, and therefore, we get miseries and we become more unfortunate. So we actually are not the enjoyers, although we are trying to be enjoyers. So if we want to be happy, really, we need to engage in the process of sacrifice. So in the different ages, there were different processes of sacrifice to please the Lord. And that was the main aim, to please the Lord. So in the Satyuga, the sacrifices that were recommended was meditation. And we hear about personalities like Valmiki Rishi, who sat in meditation for over 60,000 years in a secluded place, fasting without sleep. And, you know, through that meditation, he actually attained the love of God. But in this yuga, that is very, very difficult. I work at one of the Avanti schools, and, you know, the children take part in meditation daily. And, you know, we see that it is so, so difficult, even for 5 minutes. You know, we find it so difficult to sit still, to close our eyes and meditate, you know, because, you know, our, you know, especially children, you know, their bodies are always moving. And our mind, you know, as soon as you start meditating, it's going at, you know, 100 miles an hour or whatever, and traveling to different places. Then in the Treta Yuga, a different practice was then recommended, because, you know, that meditation was not possible. It was difficult. So yagyas were recommended. So yagyas like the Rajasuya Yagya, Ashvamedha Yagya, all these yagyas were recommended. So then brahmanas had to perform a recitation of mantras perfectly in that age for these yagyas. And, you know, they would recite for months and weeks and months and years. But however, even if one of the brahmanas recited the mantra inaccurately, the whole yagya would be spoiled. So, and also you would need immense wealth, you know, ghee and other paraphernalia for these yagyas. And we see that nowadays no one has this much wealth. So, you know, this is even difficult. So then in the Dwapara Yuga, both the practices were impossible. So as religious ways of, you know, the thinking were declining, the duration of life was declining, memories were declining, and the gifts of nature were also declining. So in Dwapara Yuga, worship of the deity in the temples was recommended. And this also needed, you know, very carefully, you know, worshipping the deities, very punctual, with a very high standard of cleanliness, both within and without. And again, you know, this is really, really difficult as well, you know, because in this yuga especially, you know, we can't, you know, there is laziness, you know, we can't get up early, we can't perform things punctually. You know, today we were traveling here and there was so much traffic on the road, and there was so much rain, and, you know, I was just meditating on, at least we are safe and dry in the car. And I was meditating on when Krishna was born and how, you know, his father Vasudev was taking him across the river and how much it was raining. And, you know, he didn't have any shelter. So, you know, we have so many problems nowadays, you know. And, you know, and I was thinking, will I be here in time for class or not? You know, how embarrassing will it be? So sometimes we don't even get here in time for our service. And cleanliness is also difficult in this yuga. So in Kali Yuga, the only yagya that has been recommended is the chanting of the holy names. And it is so, so simple, isn't it? It's a very simple process. Well, not quite, because we complicate things and we are even finding that difficult. I'm talking for myself here, you know, my mind is not there, you know, it's going everywhere. And I'm even finding that difficult. But actually, it is very simple if we make it simple. So this yuga is actually the blessed yuga out of all the yugas. So, and Krishna himself Lord Chaitanya himself came to give us this gift. And the purpose of all the yagyas is to please the Lord. And so with this yagya as well, we can please Krishna. So most ritualistic ceremonies or samskaras, you know, there is a fire sacrifice in each of those. And into this fire sacrifice, we offer oblations. So we offer ghee, we offer different mantras, grains, and all different items. But the brahmanas and those who are taking part in these yagyas actually have to be highly qualified. And in this yuga, that is not possible because we are not qualified. And in this yuga, in the sacrifice of the chanting of the holy names, everyone can take part. So we don't need to be highly qualified. We don't need to be of any varna or any ashram. Everyone can take part in this. And we are offering our oblations to Krishna, who is appearing in the form of the holy name. So when we are dancing, we are offering our physical form into this yagya. Sometimes people think that, oh, these Hare Krishnas, why are they dancing? What are they doing? Or sometimes people think it's a show, you know, we're performing something, but it's not. It is actually our offering into the yagya of our physical form. And then when we listen to the holy name, then we are offering the power of hearing to Krishna in this sacrifice. And when we chant loudly, we are offering the power of speaking into the sacrifice of the holy name. And when we cry sincerely out to the Lord, we are offering our very consciousness to the Lord as an oblation into the sacrifice of the holy name. So I was thinking, how do we cry out with sincerity when we are chanting the holy name? So I was listening once to His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, and Maharaj was saying that when we chant, we should be crying out, we should be calling out to the Lord and Radharani and begging them to accept us. And this reminded of me again of what happens in schools in September. School starts and the little children, you know, 4-year-old, 5-year-old children come to school. And because they are separated from their parents, they cry a lot. I want my mommy, I want my daddy, and no matter what you say, you know, it's just, no, I just want my mommy or daddy. And because of their separation, they find it so, so difficult. And, I was reflecting on that, and I was thinking that we have left our eternal home, we have left our Father Krishna, and we've come to this material world. And I was thinking, am I crying out? Am I feeling this separation? You know, am I crying out for Krishna? I want my daddy. I don't think I am at the moment. But I would like to get there and cry out. Sachinandan Maharaj says that we can't do this, you know, in a false way. We can't force ourselves to do that. But if we have that mood, you know, when we are chanting and we desperately are praying to Krishna and, you know, doing that, then this mood will come. You know, we will be able to cry out the holy names of Krishna. And we see that in the Shishtashtakam prayers, verse 5, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he has this mood. So, you know, that verse is Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patita Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddha Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Stitaduli Sadrisham Vinchitaya. So the translation says, O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai. O my Lord Krishna, O my Lord, O Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant, but because of my own acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of nisayans. Now please be causelessly merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. So, you know, we can pray to Krishna like this, because Lord Chaitanya is showing us by expressing his mood for longing for Krishna. So, coming back to this verse, it says that all divisions of the human society are recommended to please the Supreme by sacrifice with feasible goods. So, you know, the intelligent class, that are the Brahmanas. So I'm going to actually ask you to interact. So what could they offer into this sacrifice of the holy name? So what could the Brahmanas, who are the intelligent class, who are the head, the face of the Lord, what could they offer in this holy name? Hare Krishna again. Help organize the kirtan nicely. Okay, sure. Yes. Govinda Prabhu.
The Brahmanas could glorify the Sankirtan Yajna with verses from the scriptures.
Thank you. Absolutely. They can glorify the verses from the scriptures.
I was just thinking in terms of something physical, like offering food as prasadam as well.
Thank you. Yes, offering food and prasadam. Yes. Anything from the Matajis? Read from the scriptures, teach others. So glorify the Lord and teach others. Thank you, absolutely. So, you know, they can give direction to others in line with our acharyas. And, you know, they actually have a very special function to fulfill, and they are very, very dear to the Lord, because they are already fulfilling some of these functions. And then the second, the other division is the Kshatriyas. So the Kshatriyas are the arms of the Lord. So what could they offer in this sacrifice of the holy name?
Protection.
Protection. Yes, thank you, Prabhuji. Yes. Yes, so yes, they could protect all the devotees when they're out doing sankirtan. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Anything else? Yeah, absolutely. So their job is to uphold the dharma, and they offer protection. So they protect the, you know, the brahmanas and the society, actually. So that, you know, they are actually giving themselves and being so courageous. So they're sacrificing their life for a higher cause. And then the Vaishyas. The Vaishyas, who are the stomach of the Lord, what can they offer in this sacrifice? Yes, Prabhuji?
They buy nice cloth for the devotees, so when they go in Harinam, they look nice.
Thank you. Anyone else? Govinda Prabhu.
Well, they can bankroll the Sankirtan, spreading of the Sankirtan movement.
Movement. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Mataji? Okay, so they could offer the grains and fruits and everything in charity, yes, and distribute prasadam, yes, that way. Yes, thank you. They also need to protect the cows, and, you know, that is also helping. And, you know, and actually, yes, so they can offer all of that to help. And, you know, there is a very good example here at the manor, how, you know, we have built a haveli here for propagating the holy name. And, you know, we see that so many people have donated so much to help us in this cause. So absolutely, you know, they have a role to play. And then the Shudras, what could the Shudras offer? Yes, Prayojan Prabhu.
They offer their labor to the other classes.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
You know, they serve the other classes.
Thank you, yeah. Yes. So they can serve the other classes by manual labor for the success of the sacrifice. Mm. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Metaji, they can fix the Sankirtan vehicle for Gauran Harinam.
Definitely, yes. Yes, they can do that. Yes, Sankirtan Priya Prabhu.
Charana Prabhu said, fix all the instruments and madangas and make sure that everything is actually provided for the Sankirtan movement and all the other aspects of Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Provide the strength.
Thank you. Yes, provide the strength because they are the strong people and they can physically help. Yes, Prabhuji, did you want to say? Okay. Go in the Prabhu.
Because they are artisans as well, they can make nice, beautiful backdrops with the
pictures. Yes, definitely, to attract the people. So, you know, people in the material world are attracted by beautiful things. So, you know, the artists, they can do that. They can sing beautifully to attract, play the instruments beautifully to attract other people. Yes, Prabhuji, did you want
to say that?
Oh, you were going to say that.
Learn music skills,
absolutely. Thank you. Yes. So actually, you know, all classes of human society, it says here that they need to come together. And whatever actually we have, we need to use all our possessions in the sacrifice of the holy name. You know, it won't just liberate, and this will not just liberate the human society, but the living and living entities, so moving and unmoving entities as well. So, you know, we hear in Lord Chaitanya's, you know, story, his life, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through the Jharikhanda forest, he actually encouraged all the animals to say the holy names and dance. So, you know, here the animals, all the tigers, the deers, they all started chanting and dancing. I would like to just share some verses actually from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17. So, this is 1740. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Krishna, Krishna, the tigers and the deers began to chant Krishna and dance. And when all the tigers and everyone danced and jumped, Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder, because animals don't usually do that. So, you know, this is something that is amazing that Lord Chaitanya has given us. And then in verse 45, it says that when the Lord loudly chanted Hari Bol, the trees and the creepers became jubilant to hear him. The loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can even penetrate the ears of the trees and creepers. What to speak of those animals and humans? Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Mahaprabhu once asked Haridas Thakur how trees and plants could be delivered. And Sri Haridas Thakur replied that loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra would benefit not only trees and plants, but insects and other living entities. One should therefore not be disturbed by the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna, for it is beneficial not only to the chanter, but to everyone who gets the opportunity to hear. So this actually reminds me, once His Holiness Bhakti Rasamitra Maharaj was sharing something, that he was outdoors one day, sitting out, and he was chanting. And then he started chanting, and in a little while, a dog came, and he sat at his feet. So the dog was lying there, and Maharaj continued to chant. And Maharaj was saying that he was now feeling that I'm not just chanting for myself or whatever. I'm chanting for this dog because I want this dog to hear. And isn't it true that when we are chanting, and if somebody's sitting next to us, we concentrate a bit more, don't we? We focus on our mantra a little bit more because you feel that, you know, there's somebody sitting next to me. So Maharaj was saying that, you know, the dog just stayed there for a long, long time. And because the dog stayed there and he was chanting, Maharaj stayed there for hours and hours chanting because he didn't want to, you know, leave the dog because the dog was hearing so nicely. You know, so everyone around us, we can help as well by our chanting. So it's not just us. So that is also a way of helping the Sankirtan Yagya. And also it says that, you know, when the holy name, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vibrated the holy name, and when people heard from him, they became purified. And then they passed it on. So when the other person hears, then they become purified. And then when the other person, next person hears. And then this process actually is aparampara. So it's coming from Lord Chaitanya. And, you know, as we chant, we are passing it down to others so that others can also chant and pass it on to others. So, you know, the importance of this Kali Yuga, the main way of sacrificing is by the holy name and, you know, for the goodness of all living entities. So it is so, so important. At every step of our life, we must be chanting in one way or the other, you know, on our japa beads or in Sankirtan or in any way. We need to be chanting this. And Srila Prabhupada says that I'm really encouraging everyone to take this up. And in this way, we can see that all divisions of the human society can sacrifice, you know, in the holy name to please Sri Hari. So samsidhi Hari Toshnam. So, you know, we need to all come together and chant no matter what vana or what ashram we are. We support each other in this sacrifice of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Harinam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I would like to now ask for any corrections, any comments from everyone?
Very good, Maharaj. Very good.
Thank you, Prabhuji. No, sorry.
Thank you, Mataji, for a nice interactive class. So just one little comment. Talk about chanting and being aware of other living entities around you. You mentioned the dog experience. There, and it reminded me of a recent experience I had when I was in the island of Jamaica. And over there, you see, it was difficult for me as a practicing devotee because wherever you look, there are insects, you know, and your feet, so many ants. Wherever you step, you become very conscious you're killing something. It was very difficult. And I said, well, what's the best way to deliver myself? Skill and deliver the and to give some benefits to the living entities. So I started to chant and become more conscious of my chanting than ever before, because by chanting I'm relieving this situation. I'm giving something to the living entity, and I'm also relieving myself of this pain of killing. So in one sense it was a negative, but it was also a positive being in that environment.
Absolutely.
So I just thought I'd share that because
wonderful.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. That actually reminded me of something. When we started in, you know, our Krishna conscious journey, and very early on, we went to Vrindavan once, and you know, there was a Prabhuji from the temple who was taking around us around to the holy places, and you know, we sat somewhere for 5 minutes while he was talking about the pastimes. And you know, we saw that, you know, he had some prasadam with him, And there were so many insects crawling around. And, you know, he like took grains of the prasadam and he was putting on the floor. And we were very new to Krishna consciousness. And for me, that was really a moment of, wow, you know, like, you know, this Prabhuji is trying to, you know, tell us about, you know, Krishna and this holy dham. But he's at the same moment thinking of all the living entities, thinking that I'm sitting here, how can I help these living entities as well? And, you know, by giving them prasadam. So you just reminded me of that. So, you know, we need to think of what we can do for the other living entities. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Okay, Prabhuji.
We're killing loads of living entities every day. And the Vedas say you have to do five types of sacrifice. So Hare Krishna is included in them five. When we boil water, crush the spices, sweep the, what to speak of, gardening. So we have to do sacrifice, and Hare Krishna will do.
Okay. We kill these insects unconsciously because we don't. They're so minute, microscopic things. So we kill them. But on that island, like we've seen them. Loud, wherever you put your foot, there was you become always conscious that you're killing because you really see them, and you know different types of insects, different kinds, and so it became painful. And then I became more aware of the fact of chanting and the effect that this would have on these entities.
Yes. Kind. What a wonderful, realization. I mean, like Prabhuji said, that we are killing all the time by boiling water, whatever we are doing. So it's so, so important that we are constantly chanting the holy names. You know, it's a reminder to us. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else?
Small question. Krishna knows, that it is impossible to move even an inch without killing something. So I'm wondering why he put so many living entities everywhere. That's basically send them to death here. So what we are supposed to do? Why are everywhere? Why is Sarvagata, Sarvagya, how you call it? Sarvagata, living entities everywhere. So like just put them in the death, more or less. Like, I'm killing all the time. I'm aware also. I was thinking, Krishna, why did you put them everywhere? I just don't want to do it.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I can give my understanding that we are all here, all living entities. We are here because we desired something, and Krishna very kindly is fulfilling. So that's the reason why we are all here. But at the same time, we are all suffering in one way or the other, you know, even humans, you know, with this COVID, you know, pandemic, so many people have died. I mean, you know, in some countries, the situation was so bad that they were like just piling bodies. And it's a bit like the insects we are talking about, so many dying every second. And I think that is all to do with whatever's meant to happen, our karmic reactions or, you know, whatever Krishna has planned for us. So in the same way, all these living entities, we are the same. It's just that we've got a different body to them. So, you know, there's no difference between us and them. It's just that we've got a different material body. So, you know, we are also being crushed by something that is larger than us, isn't it? And we are larger than the creatures, and we are crushing them. So it's really all the same, isn't it? So,
it's a kind of karma. It's like a karma. They are meant to be crushed because they crushed other entities in previous life, and then it goes all around. We are all involved.
Yes.
It's a horrible place, more or less.
Yeah. It is, but it's also a fantastic place because we can chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead, isn't it?
We have to learn to fly, I guess, not to step on anything.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any Matajis? Okay. Prabhuji.
Yeah, there was a story with Srila Prabhupada. You were talking about the dog and the Maharaj chanting. Yeah, a story with Srila Prabhupada and Govindadasi. And
there was a snail like passing by, and she says, "Ugh, you know, snail, Srila Prabhupada." And Srila Prabhupada said, you know, so compassionate. He said, "Chant," because obviously, you know, these insects and smaller living entities, they can't chant, so we need to chant to them as well. Show our compassion to them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yes, we need to definitely do that. Okay, thank you all so much for encouraging me and inspiring me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to all the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.